Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Tampa police say they have a 2-year-old child safe in police custody. The child was listed in an Amber Alert earlier. Several law enforcement departments are on the scene of a vehicle crash on the eastbound I-4 exit ramp to I-75. That's where a suspect is armed and barricaded in his vehicle. I-4 is closed eastbound, just west of Highway 301. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a statewide stay-at-home order today as federal and local pressure mounted for him to abandon the county-by-county approach he had implemented. It takes effect Friday morning, just after midnight.
If you're engaging in essential activity, if you're not, then you're going to be protecting yourself, your family, and your fellow Floridians better, if you stick close to home. I see some of these stories around the country where you kind of have, like, you know, someone steps out and, like, someone wants to get them arrested. Look, at some point, you know, you do need to just exercise good judgment.
DeSantis told reporters that he is issuing the order after consulting with President Trump and White House advisors who have said that Americans need to stay at home throughout April. DeSantis's order exempts attending religious services. That's contrary to a Hillsborough County order, which was used to arrest a pastor who held risky services last weekend. According to the state's Department of Health website, there have been 6,955 positive cases of COVID-19 in Florida as of this morning. 87 people have died. Here's the county-by-county breakdown of positive coronavirus tests for the Tampa Bay area. In Hillsborough, there are 309. In Pinellas, 170. There are 58 in Manatee, 82 in Sarasota, 24 in Charlotte, 43 in Pasco, 24 in Hernando, 19 in Citrus, and 76 in Polk. Registered nurses at 15 hospitals in Florida and 6 other states will hold actions today and tomorrow to protest what they're saying is a lack of preparedness by the hospitals. The National Nurses United Union says HCA healthcare hospitals are placing staff and patients at risk. Marilena Santana is an ER nurse at St. Petersburg General Hospital. She's also the union's nurse representative in the emergency department.
When the outbreak first began, let's say about 3 weeks ago, when it really started to get real around the hospital scene, and we were told that there was a shortage, so we're going to conserve now because when it gets really bad, we're going to need these. And so that gets everybody in a hype and we're all on board. We're like, okay, yes, let's conserve now, except, you know, the first patient comes in with a cough and a fever and they've traveled and we're like, wait, we should use them now because now's the time to use them. And we were getting feedback that no. We're going to use a simple surgical mask, and that's just fine. Don't worry about it.
Like, is it just fine to use a simple surgical mask?
It's not. And the studies have shown that it's not. Simple surgical masks are most effective to protect other people from exposure to the person who's wearing it. So, like, say I have COVID-19. So this is theoretically. If I have the illness and I wore the mask, if I coughed, then you'd be less likely to contract it because I'm wearing that. It doesn't protect the wearer from contracting something from somebody else. It's not okay. That's absolutely not okay. And nurses have a degree in science, so we know this basic idea is not okay. You know what I mean? It's very important that we use the right PPEs, especially with all the data that's coming out saying that N95s are minimum when interacting with patients.
We're speaking with Marilena Santana. She's a St. Pete General ER nurse, and she's also speaking on behalf of her union, National Nurses United. Marilena, have you been exposed to a patient with COVID-19?
I have. I have been exposed to one known case. Now, whether I've been exposed otherwise, we can theorize about that all day, but one for sure, and the hospital did notify me that I was on this case, and, you know, the person did test positive.
That's Marilena Santana, an emergency room nurse at St. Petersburg General Hospital. She's also the National Nurses United nurse representative in the emergency department. We'll hear more from her on the WMNF News headlines next hour when I ask what instructions she got from the hospital after she was exposed to coronavirus. I reached out to St. Petersburg General Hospital for an interview, but I did not get a response by airtime. The nurses union is holding 2 actions today in the Tampa Bay area. They're both from 6:30 until 8. One is at the Medical Center of Trinity on State Road 54. The other is at Fawcett Memorial Hospital on Olean Boulevard in Port Charlotte. Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area tonight. It'll be clear, breezy, and cool with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the low 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.